Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. All of Psalm 27. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the fact that your word is the sword of the Spirit amongst so many other things. Your word is you, and you're the most powerful one in all of the universe. And thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to draw on your wisdom, your power, your grace, your joy, as we simply take time to read and meditate on your word. Lord, set us all on fire afresh with the passion that you would have us to have, to get into your word every day and to fill up on it and to walk in its wisdom and its power and its grace daily. We thank you and praise you. And Lord, set our prayer lives on fire afresh as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you do call us to wait on you. Heavenly Father, we just want to do that in these moments. We want to say we need you. We need your provision. We need your word. We need your strength. Heavenly Father, we just want to make ourselves available for the work that you want to do. And Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and expect you to show up. And so Heavenly Father, we ask that you'd help sustain us in these moments. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. To every dad and mom listening, to every individual believer listening, I want to remind you that if you do not have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, you don't know what you're missing. There's so much blessing and grace that pours into our lives as we spend time one-on-one with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, simply as we read and meditate on the Word of God. So if you don't have that habit, please prayerfully consider starting that habit in your life today, and it will be its own reward. And to every parent listening, a reminder, having your children read 3 chapters aloud to you daily is so productive. Remember, God's word is pure light. We live in a world where children, sadly, are many times filling their hearts and their minds with so much toxic darkness from the internet, from their cell phones and other sources, dark video games, pouring just so much toxic poison into their minds and their hearts through these different mediums. God's word is pure light. There's nothing better for our children than the precious word of God. So parents, if you haven't started the habit of having them to read 3 chapters aloud to you daily already, today is a good day, a great day, a wonderful day to start that very fruitful habit in your home and in your family. We hope that you'll prayerfully consider that. We are very grateful and honored to have with us once again as phone guests today, Jolie Seagraves. She's a young warrior for the kingdom of God, and her mom, Leslie Seagraves, who has been on with us before as well. Jolie and Leslie, how are you all today?
We're doing great.
Doing well. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for taking the time to be back with us. And I'm going to ask if each of you and Jolie, we're going to be talking about a work the Lord has done through you. So I want to ask if you'll start us off. Just take a few moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners. And then, Leslie, if you'll do the same after Jolie.
Sure. Yeah, so my name is Jolie Seagraves, and I am a senior. I love Jesus so much, and I want everybody to know him. I'm a missionary kid, so I've lived some of my life overseas, and through that, I just want everybody to know him. And I've also done lots of things in my high school, such as starting a pro-life club that is really beneficial for many people and has made a great impact in Florida, which is where we're living right now.
Okay. Well, thank you. And we're going to get a chance to talk and let you share more about the organization that you started in your high school. And so really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. And Leslie, if you'll take time, again, you've been with us before, but to further introduce yourself as well, please do.
Sure. Thank you so much for having us again. My name is Leslie, and I am a co-founder and the president of a mission organization called 1040 Connections. And we have a passion as an organization to see the gospel proclaimed to the least reached peoples of the earth. And we do this by defending life and multiplying servant leaders to catalyze disciple-making movements. Basically, we just want to see disciples who make disciples who make disciples. And we do this in the area of the world where there's many people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And then I'm also a pro-life apologist with Life Training Institute with Scott Klusendorf.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you all so much for being with us. Leslie, I'm going to ask if you'll start off, would you take time to pray for our listeners that they would have ears to hear all the Lord wants to say to them through the broadcast today?
Absolutely. Jesus, I just want to say thank you for everyone who is listening today. And Jesus, I thank you that you see their hearts, God. You're Elroy. You see them. You see them taking time to listen to a radio broadcast. It's an hour of intercession, and you applaud them for using their time like this, Jesus, to be putting in their minds things that are of you and to be interceding and to be listening to your word. God, I pray that as they listen today, that God, you would just spur them on to more active following of you, Jesus. I pray that they will walk the way of Christ in the issue that Jolie's going to talk about today. And I just pray that you will bless them, that you would give them ears to hear, that you would give them ears to understand. And God, we know that when you say that in the New Testament, that what that means is ears ready to hear in order to move to obedience. And so God, today, I just pray that every person who listens will be told by you what you want them to do in response to what they hear. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Leslie. Jolie, I want to ask if you'll pray for our listeners, too, that they would be open to what God is speaking into their hearts through the broadcast as well.
Sure. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you that we all get to be here. And I pray that you will just open everybody's minds and hearts and that they will just be able to draw closer to you during this time. And I pray that they will be able to see that you are in control of everything and that you are the giver of life. And I pray that they will just, if they are not Christians, they will become Christians and be able to, yeah, just rely on you for whatever they need. And thank you that we get to be here and talk about you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Jolie, you used a term, I'm going to ask you to define it for us. You used the term missionary kid. Tell me what that means.
Yes. So, I'm also a missionary kid. My parents, like they said, they have a mission organization, 1040 Connections. And so I've been overseas. I've been to 23 countries right now, and I'm only 17. But basically, we go over there and we share about Jesus, and we talk about the value of knowing him. And I'm also a third culture kid, which means I'm from one place, but I live in somewhere else, and then I kind of like in between places, and I come into one country and I go out of one country, and so it's like you're never really settled. So you're a third culture because you're from somewhere, you live somewhere else, but then you're just kind of in the middle, I guess. And so, yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to explain that, in that, because my guess is most young people, as well as adults, might not fully understand what all would mean, what the meaning behind what you'd call a missionary kid. So thank you for sharing that. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Years ago, our children, they knew that they were called MKs, missionary kids. That basically means children of missionaries. But when Jolie was about 9, she said, I don't want that to mean that we just are children of missionaries. I want to actually be a KM, a kid on mission. So our kids kind of developed their own term as they've been traveling in the world to say they want to be kids themselves who are on mission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I appreciate you sharing that, Leslie. And that's such a good thing, in it, because, you know, in the truest sense of the word, every believer really is called to be a missionary in their own place of calling. And it's important for us as believers to grasp that we're to be live a lifestyle of listening to God and carrying out the work he's calling us to. And sometimes that might be next door and might be down the street. Sometimes it might be on the other side of the world. But each of us truly is a missionary. So thank you for sharing that. So Jolie, tell me, what is the name of the organization that you started at your school?
Yes, so it's called Warriors for Life. And it's a pro-life club that I started at my school. And so basically, as a sophomore, I started this club because it's one of our most active clubs at our school. And so before, when I went to this high school, I saw there was a pro-life club, but when I attended the high school, there wasn't one. And so I was like, I want to do something with this. Like, I want there to be a pro-life club. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to create Warriors for Life. And so we have 4 main initiatives that we do everything by. It's biblical basis, which is talking about spiritual warfare, awakened awareness, which is education about abortion and pro-life, and then ready response, which is talking about how to, like, apologetics and talking about life, defending life, and talk, yeah. And then intentional impact, which is service opportunities. And so our mission for our club is to mobilize students to be a voice that protects babies locally and globally, equips teenagers to defend life through pro-life apologetics, and prays for the ending of abortion. So that's what I started. As a sophomore, and it's been going strong. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you sharing that. Now, a question. Have you happened to have made a video about what you just shared, that so it could be shared beyond what you're doing? Have you happened to have done that, or you have not?
I have not done that, but that's a really good idea. Yeah.
I would encourage you all to prayerfully consider that, because I believe there really needs to be group organizations like this in many, many of our schools, because the fact is the need is there. The need is there. So thank you again just for sharing that. And thank you for letting the Lord use you and give you wisdom in the starting of that. And so basically, would I be correct in saying that what got you interested in was you remember that the school used to have one, but when you became a student there, it was no longer in existence, and you just wanted to start another one. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so I saw that there was, when I was in eighth grade, I saw that they're on, like, the list of clubs. They had, like, a pro-life club. Mm-hmm. So I was really excited to join that. And then when I got there, it wasn't there anymore. And so I've, like, what's made me interested kind of in defending life is 73 million babies died last year. That's 73 million. And so it's a global genocide, and it happens every year. And so,
Jolie, I'm going to have to jump in right there. I'm going to pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guests today are Jolie and Leslie Seagraves. We'll be right back.
Can I beat this? Can I crack this? this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
Music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jolie C. Graves. She's the founder of a ministry called Warriors for Life in her high school, and her mom, Leslie C. Graves, is with us today as well. Jolie, you were sharing about some statistics. If you'll pick up where you left off, please do.
Yes, sure. So I was saying 73 million babies died last year because of abortion. And so I was saying it's like a global genocide and it happens every year. And so I have been around being a pro-life stuff because my parents, do pro-life work. And so after I went to my school, Calvary Christian High School in Clearwater, before I went there, I saw there was a pro-life club. And then when I attended it, there was no pro-life club. And so I was like, where did it go? Mr. David Kilgore, he is like completely for pro-life things and he loves babies and everything. And so I asked him, I was like, can I create a new club? And he was like, sure. And so I realized that I wanted to just do something, not just be a part of like my parents doing pro-life work. And so Jesus is, he's the author of life. And so I want to be on his team, and being on his team means you're on the team of life, not death. And so that's just the reason I wanted to start our club, Warriors for Life.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm grateful that you did, and I believe the Lord probably wants you to help it spread into many, many other schools as well. So we want to be praying with you about the Lord's direction on that. So, well, what are some of the things that your organization, Warriors for Life, have done as an organization?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of things. We've done one of our biggest things was probably football games. What we do is whenever there's a football game, we have a table, Warriors for Life, and we have a different theme. And so a few weeks ago, we did a person's a person, no matter how small. And we talked about a baby has value, no matter their size, their level of development, their environment, which is where they are, or their degree of dependency. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about that, and we were able to educate how babies, matter, no matter how small. We do Cupcakes for Life, which is honoring babies who've never had a birthday because of abortion. We have done assemblies in our school talking about life. Our club members, we created a concert of prayer. I have 8 other leaders with me, and then on our team. And then one of our biggest accomplishments probably was defeating Amendment 4. So I don't know if you know, but in Florida, two years ago. There was a thing on the ballot for the election was Amendment 4, which was mm-hmm. saying that there were no abortion limits, no definitions of abortion. And they basically said that you could have abortion up to 9 months and without parental consent. And so at our football games, we talked about Amendment 4 mm-hmm. and we encouraged people to vote no, and it did not pass. And so that was probably one of our biggest accomplishments as a club.
Well, praise God. That's great. That's great. Now, I'm wanting to better understand, what exactly do you do at football games?
Yes. So what we do is we have a table. And so I asked Mr. Kilgore, I was like, is there okay if we have a table? And he was like, yes, of course. And so he put us in like one of the most prominent spots where as soon as you enter the gate, you see our table. And so we have like these big signs. And so at the last school game, we had a person's a person, no matter how small. And so we kind of did it as a theme because it was partner night with all the middle schools. And so we talked about like babies have value no matter how small they are. And then people just come up and we have like candy and cute little cards. We have cards to show the people like so they can take home and they can learn the pro-life apologetics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a very creative idea. And football. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think one of the things that club members are trying to do is they're trying to normalize the life message. Mm-hmm. So they're wanting to take the message of life and extend that culture in a fun way at a football game to show that this is not just a voting issue. This is not just something we talk about. every now and then, but this is at a football game where we go to be entertained and to have fun. They set up a table, and it's club members that are equipped, and they stand there. They had a contest at the last game with the baby bottle, and they put coffee beans in the bottle because everyone knows, well, what they were trying to help people to know is that a baby at 7 weeks in utero is the size of a coffee bean. Mm-hmm. And so kids and adults come up, they ask questions. I'm always standing there in case there ends up being any heated conversation. I try to help the students know how to answer, but then if they get in a bind, I'm there to try to help them a bit. So, mm-hmm. So that's what they do at the football game.
Well, praise God. That's good. That's good. I'm going to ask Jolie and then Leslie, if would both of you pray for the Lord to really spread the movement behind this organization in whatever ways he desires to do so. Would each of you pray for that?
Sure. Okay. I pray that you will just spread this Warriors for Life or whatever people do with life. I pray that this will just go into many different places and that people will not be afraid, but they will talk about normalizing the value of life. And it won't just be like I don't know if I can bring it up, but it will be like a normal conversation that people want to bring up. And I pray that people will, many lives will be changed and hearts will be changed on the topic of life.
Jesus, I agree. And I just pray that people will understand that it's just a step of obedience. It's just getting an idea, just trying to ask you as creator to give ideas for us to know how to normalize the message of life, how to be available so that people can ask questions. Jesus, just as somebody came up the other day and just asked the question, but what about a mother's health? And our club member was able to answer that question in a great way. God, I just pray that people that are listening will come up with creative ideas, simple steps of obedience, God, to just know how to speak about the message of life. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, then. Jolie, you had you were going to share a couple of passages of scripture with us. Would you share those at this time?
Sure. Okay. So the first one was 2 Corinthians 5:14 to 6:2. It says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that all died for one, and therefore all that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one as from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain, for he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation."
Amen. Amen. And you're going to read from another passage as well.
Psalm 121.
Okay.
"I lifted my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He watches over you and will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore."
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jolie. And Jolie, you're going to go ahead and share with us a speech that you did on the life issue as well. If you'll share that now,
yes.
Please do.
Okay. "For just a moment, travel with me to China. In 2010, a Chinese woman named Xin Ran traveled throughout China, gathering stories about tragedies facing Chinese baby girls. She later wrote an article for the magazine The Economist. She shared that at one point in her journeys, she begged an older woman to save a newborn baby girl. The woman replied to her, quote, "It is not a child. It is a girl baby, and we can't keep it. Girl babies don't count, end quote. Do you feel angry when you hear that girl babies don't count? It makes me angry, and it makes me so sad. And yet, isn't this what happens every day around the world through abortion? People who are more powerful decide certain babies aren't worthy of life, and therefore they say the powerful can choose to kill the powerless. The Guttmacher Institute, which is a pro-abortion organization, claims that every day in the USA, 3,000 baby fetuses lose their lives through abortion. In effect, these babies lose their lives because others have claimed they don't count. I want to remind us that a fetus is a Latin word that simply means young one, or offspring, or little one. Today, I want to present to you reasons for why I believe abortion is objectively wrong. I can clearly state my position in three sentences, and then I will build my argument for you. It is wrong to intentionally kill innocent human beings. Abortion intentionally kills innocent human beings. Therefore, abortion is wrong. I will defend this position using logic, science, and philosophy. Then I will briefly express God's viewpoint of life from the Bible and what you and I must do to defend life. First, let's answer the question, what is the unborn? This question must be answered before we can decide if abortion is okay or not. Science clearly states the answer to this question. Embryology textbooks state that from the earliest stages of development, you are already distinct, living, and whole human being. At conception, you were already a whole living member of the human family. You only needed to grow. You don't develop or grow into a human being. You begin your life as a human being, and you will end your life as a human being. Therefore, babies in the womb are humans. And this leads us to ask a second question. What is abortion? Abortion is the intentional killing of an innocent human being. Even those who support abortion agree with this definition. Abortion intentionally ends a life. For example, Ronald Dworkin, a philosopher who supports abortion, states, abortion is a choice for death, one that deliberately kills a developing embryo. You may have heard that abortion is simply a medical procedure, like pulling a tooth or having your appendix removed. But no, abortion is a procedure that intentionally harms a child until death happens. To be blunt, it's the ultimate form of child abuse. I read a story about a woman who had a picture of a 10-week-old in utero aborted baby in her room. Her 3-year-old walked into the room, saw the picture, and immediately looked sad. He said, "Who broke the baby?" As a 3-year-old, he knew that though the child was only 10 weeks old in utero, the picture was of a human baby. He also knew someone else had broken the baby. Last year, globally, 73 million babies were broken through an intentional act that led to their deaths. In my mind, I can see the images of broken babies from abortions, and my heart breaks. We have answered, what is the unborn and what is abortion? These answers to these two questions lead us to a philosophical question about what gives humans value. Does our value come on based what we do or based on what we are, human beings? If our value is based on what we can do, then we will always find some humans discriminating against other ones. This is what happened during slavery or during the Holocaust. We all know that it is wrong to discriminate against someone based on their skin color or gender. Yet, in the issue of abortion, the unborn are discriminated against based on their size, level of development, environment, which is where they are located, and their degree of dependency. We either believe everyone has an equal right to life, or we don't. Based on science and based on a desire for human equality, I believe abortion is objectively wrong. This lines up to what the Bible also claims about human value. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible reveals God's value of life. He is the author and creator of life. He is the sustainer of life. He is the giver of abundant life. He calls himself the way, the truth, and the life. He says that the enemy came to steal and kill and destroy. And this is exactly what abortion does to our fellow humans. Yet Jesus came to bring life and to bring it abundantly. God challenges us all to wake up and speak up and defend life. He tells us in Proverbs 24:10-12, to rescue those being led away to death, and to hold back those staggering towards slaughter. We each have a part to play to defend the rights of all humans to live. Our silence or our engagement will impact a little one's opportunity to live or not. Speak up and stand up for the voiceless. Together, let's end the genocide of abortion in our generation.
Amen. Amen. Powerful, powerful speech, Jolie. Thank you so much for sharing the wisdom and the grace found in that. Father, again, thank you for the speech Jolie just shared. And thank you, Lord, just for the heart that you've given her for the life issue. Father, raise up many more warriors, Father, young people and at any and every age that will boldly stand for life and stand and help to end the tragedy of abortion in our world. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guests today are Jolie and Leslie Seagraves. We'll be right back. Music of Rebecca St. James with Kingdom Come. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Jolie Seagraves. She's the founder of Warriors for Life at her high school, and her mom, Leslie Seagraves, is on with us today as well. Leslie, if someone wants to get in touch with you all, learn more about Warriors for Life or more about 1040 Connections, how can they do that?
Sure. So they can, if they want to send an email to me to learn more about Warriors for Life, they can reach me at Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at 1040 Connections. You spell that 1040connections.org. They can also find information at our website, which is 1040connections.org.
Okay. All right. And so if there are persons, whether they're young people or adults that are interested in helping to start an organization like that, they can basically get that information through this email. Is that right?
That is right. And we'll do our best to try to help them.
Okay, then. And I wanted to ask you, too, is it such that you can share in writing the four goals that Jolie mentioned? Could you all share that, like the four goals behind the organization? Is that something in writing that can be shared as well?
Yes, actually, we can do that. When we established the club, we set up their mission statement, their vision statement, and then the four foundational pillars of what they seek to do, and we can definitely share that with others that people can use.
Okay, all righty. And Jolie, question I wanted to ask you, if I can get a copy of your speech, I'd like to put it to work in some other ways, too. So if you can get that to me, I would really appreciate that, okay?
Okay, I will.
All righty. Now, how would you, Jolie, how would you encourage others, young people your age, and other ones? And remind me again how old you are, Jolie.
I'm 17.
You're 17. Okay. Well, you have grace and wisdom far beyond your years, but thank you again for letting the Lord use you as He is then. So how would you encourage others, both your age, younger and older, to get involved with standing for life?
Yes, so I have three three main practical steps you could probably do. So first of all is definitely pray daily, because this is a spiritual battle, because the Bible says we don't wage war against flesh and blood, but against the powers, like the rulers and basically like the spiritual realm. But so basically pray daily, because the spiritual realm, they push on the natural realm. And so this is really a spiritual issue. So just pray into it. And then second, learn how to defend life with science and philosophy. So like my mom, she's a pro-life apologist, and she can help you, because she can help you learn. She's making videos right now about different pro-life questions. And then third is serve in like a local pregnancy center. Find the one closest to you and just serve and ask them how you can help in any way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you then. Would you pray for the church as a whole, and for listeners in particular, that we would really seek to have God's heart on how we address this issue? We live in a culture where many times if something is not in the news regularly, it's often mm-hmm. on the back burner or not at the forefront of people's minds. Yet the fact is, it's very important in the heart of God that we stand for life and stand against the tragedy of abortion. So would you pray for the church and listeners to seek God's heart and to have his heart in the way they address this issue?
Sure. Dear Jesus, I pray for churches and listeners today, and I pray that they will just have a heart for you and have a heart for what your heart longs for. I pray that they will, the pastors and like the churches, that they will not be afraid to talk about this issue, because they think it's like a political issue, but I pray that they will realize that it's a issue between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of life. And I pray that they will not be afraid to talk about this. And I pray that the listeners today, that they will just, their hearts will just burn for the things that yours burn for, and that they will just realize that because you're the giver of abundant life, they should be also givers of abundant life, and they should want to give life to other people. And I pray that you will just give us strong backbones to do these things, even if it's not popular, and that they will just have the heart for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Jolie, I want to ask you to pray for one more thing too, specifically that God would raise up a lot of young people your age and younger to become passionate sure. about this issue, with the goal of maybe starting a club, but even, there are so many other things young people can do. They yeah. don't have to wait till they're adults to do this. So would mm-hmm. you pray for that as well?
Sure. Jesus, we also pray for young people and teenagers and kids, and I pray that you will just not let them be afraid to do stuff right now, and that they will not just think, oh, I can do it when I'm older, but they will do things right now. And I pray that thank you for our club leaders, and that they want to make a difference. And I pray that many other kids will want to make a difference on the things that you care about, and that they will just be difference makers. And yeah, that they will just have a longing to focus on the things that you want to focus on, and that you will just give them wisdom on how to talk about you and talk about life to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, I too thank you and I praise you for the fact that you've given us as the church the opportunity for us to listen to your word and your spirit, to discern what your heart and your will is, and to do it. Lord, set us on fire with a passion to be and do all that you've called us to be and do as it relates to being your hands and feet in addressing the life issue. Lord, help us to never be laid back about things that are passionate, that you're passionate about. Help us to always long to fulfill, fully have your heart and to walk that out. Help us to not be words, but help us to be people of prayer, words, and action, who get up and do whatever it is and all that you've called us to do to fully represent you in this world and to help end the tragedy of abortion. Lord, help us to know there's so much work to be done, and you use simply obedient, available vessels that humbly say, yes, Lord, I'm available. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be used in this way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, Leslie, I wanted to ask you this. What goes through your mind as you listen to your daughter talk about these issues and these concerns? Tell me what's running through your thoughts.
Oh, that's a great question. I think what's running through my mind is she's one voice, but there are many others that are also seeking to be faithful. And what I also see when I see her is I see that there needs to be an army of people in the church specifically that know how to speak about life. And that's my goal, my passion, my heart's desire is that every believer will know how to speak about life, will be equipped to answer the hard questions. And I think one other thing I think that I think about is we have to get rid of the lie that the enemy has told us is that you can either love the mother or love the baby. That's a lie from hell. It's not from Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we can actually love them both. And I just now recorded some videos that are going to be produced in about 4 weeks, probably, called Love Them Both. Mm-hmm. And it's answering all of the difficult questions that people usually throw to say that this is why abortion should be legal or it should be encouraged. And I try to help believers specifically to know how to answer those questions and engage with their friends and their family members mm-hmm. so that every believer, there needs to be an army of voices that are speaking up for the message of life because we truly are inside of a genocide.
Mm. Well, so if listeners would like to get and utilize those videos, can you tell them how they can get in touch with you to do that?
Yes, they can send an email and I can alert them when they're on our website. And then they should be on our website probably within about a month. They're being produced. I've already recorded them. They're just being produced right now by the person. And so, yes, but for sure, they're free. I'm not charging anything because I just want every believer to be equipped to know how to defend life and how to do justice.
Mm, all right. Would you take time now? Would you also pray for the church to grow in their commitment to be God's hands and feet in addressing the life issue the way he would have them to?
Yes, absolutely. Jesus, I just want to come to you and pray for the local churches around the United States. And God, you know the statistics better than we do, but so few churches speak about life. So few churches speak about your message of life from conception. God, I just pray that churches will not be afraid to be bold and to be courageous and to help people to understand what you think about life from the very beginning. God, I just pray for churches that are being deceived to think that it's helpful to their congregation to be silent. I just think about the men that are hurting because they could not protect their babies because their girlfriends or their wives chose to abort. God, I think about the women who've been lied to that says that they can only fulfill their dreams if they carry on and take the life of their child. And God, I think of the children that are being raised by parents who've aborted their siblings and the inability sometimes for parents to connect well to their children that are living because of the regret and the shame and the guilt that they have. And God, of course, we think about the 73 million that are killed annually. God, I just pray that the church would recognize that they cannot be silent, that they cannot just sing a little louder and ignore what is happening. God, there is a genocide that's taking place. And I pray that church leaders, God, that they would be able to hear the cries of these babies, God, that they would be able to see the carnage, God, of lives just taken from people, God, and that this would cause them in the spiritual realm to see they cannot be silent as a church. God, you have the ability to forgive anyone, God, who's paid for an abortion or who has had an abortion. And I just pray, dear Jesus, that you would help people to realize that forgiveness comes from you and through you. Thank you, Jesus, for this, an awakened church that you want to see take place. And we just pray that it will take place for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, thank you for just the opportunity to have Jolie and Leslie on, and thank you for the ways that you're using them and using the ministry 1040 Connections to help address the life issue as well. Father, anoint them with a fresh anointing of grace for this season to be and do what you'd have them to be and do. And Lord, more and more, raise up many more believers who are fully committed to what you'd have us to do, to be witnesses for life as well. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Leslie, our time is just about completely gone here. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you or get more information from you, tell us that website.
Sure. The website is 1040connections.org, or they can write me at my email, which would be Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, at 1040connections.org.
All right. Well, Jolie and Leslie, thank you all so much for being with us, and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you so much, Pastor Joseph.
All right. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved and make that step into eternal life. If you'd like to make that step and give your life to Christ, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray and seek you in prayer every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. We'd like to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please pray much for Jolie and Leslie and the great work and mission behind the 1040 Connections ministry. They can use your prayers. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.